نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are presently taking inspiration from the sermon number 168, which Imam Ali alayhi salam gave at the start of the Battle of Siffin. And in this sermon, he kind of shows us the role of the leader in guiding the community, in guiding the community, in removing them from the darkness of confusion and the darkness of trials and tribulations where a believer is not able to understand or discern the true path. And here, Imam Ali alayhi salam, especially in the Battle of Siffin, he talks about the fact that now the time has come when your enemy is one who wears the clothes that you wear. If you look at yourself, you will look at him, you will not see a difference between you and him, because your acts of worship will be the same. The slogans you give are the same. The apparent words and the way you carry yourself would be the same. So all of these things are like that. So you need to be really, really careful. This was there also at the time of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, whereby Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says in one of the narrations, he said, "All of us had a kadhab yakdhibu alayna." We had a person who used to belie us, all of the Ahlul Bayt. But they would belie us in a tricky way, hiding behind the scenes, and this is the most dangerous form, and we need to be very careful about this type of enemy.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam in this sermon says that if you want to remain safe and in the path of truth and in the right direction in these confusing situations whereby your enemy is apparently your friend, looks like your reflection, but in his heart he's something else, then Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَلَا يَحْمِلُ هَذَا الْعَلَمْ Illa ahlul basari was sabr, that this flag of this war, of this fight against such an enemy, will not be able to be carried, will not be lifted by anyone except that one who has deep insight, Ahlul Basar, who is aware, who has awareness and insight, was sabr, and one who is patience, firmness and steadfastness. Unless you have these two qualities, you'll be able to distinguish that enemy. If a person doesn't want to be fooled by the enemy and wishes to be in the right direction and take the right step in every move, then the above qualities are necessary. Today, the biggest duty of the people of the world, and of the Muslims especially, of the Shias, of the believers in general, is that they need to raise their insight. They need to increase their foresight, their basira, so that they can combat this sinister form of warfare. Without this, you'll reach a dead end. You will not be able to go ahead. Without insight, without awareness, without scrutiny, without depth, you will not be able to recognize that wolf that is wearing the sheep's skin. You will not be able to recognize this. And that is exactly what the enemies want you to do. The enemies want you to be completely unaware, to be completely ignorant about the realities of this world, about the trickery that the enemy wants to play. They want you to be, I'm sorry to say this, they want you to remain dumb.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, what does this enemy want from us? This tricky enemy that today is in the form of, you can say, these arrogant powers of the world, and the way they have tricked the world with these beautiful slogans of humanity. And at that time, at the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the slogans were the same as the slogans of Islam. Today also, the world in general, the Muslims specifically, are facing such enemies. There are stooges of these arrogant powers, different parts of the world, that carry apparently the same belief and perform the same practices, but inside their hearts they are different. So what do these enemies want us to do? They want us, the people of the world, to sleep in that slumber of ignorance. They want you to remain simple-minded. They want you to remove you from critical thinking. They want to remove you from that situation where you can critically analyze the political and social dimension of things. They want you to be ignorant and to be completely oblivious of the political dimension of things. They want you to, you know, just ignore that and think about your own life and your own world. But this is a time where you need to reach the depths. You know that today in the books of history, they have removed the whole idea of colonial oppression. If you read American history today, you will not see those evil crimes, the millions of people that were massacred in America and in Australia. These things are hidden under the blanket so that people are not able to see and witness what evil crimes these people have committed. If you look at the media today, they will not show you what Israel is doing day in, day out to the Palestinian people. Why? Because they want you to remain in that state of ignorance. They don't want you to think about the realities. Look at the stories. You remember, if you look at the books of history and of the children's stories, if you read today, you'll see that the children's stories are filled with these dumb fairy tales that have no messages. But if you look at how the olden tradition was, whereby the stories, for example, that had depth and understanding about political and economic and social and other issues were there. Unfortunately, those stories are being removed from the syllabus of the schools. So this is what the enemy wants us to be. Let us pray that we are able to raise this awareness amongst ourselves and in our children and our families, so that we can always see this direction as Imam Ali alayhi salam has rightly pointed out. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome. on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه